This is a Fox News alert. A Senate race decided. I'm Lisa LaSera. After a recount that lasted a week, former hedge fund manager David McCormick has conceded the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary to Dr. Mehmet Oz.
So even though I won't be your nominee, I remain deeply committed to Pennsylvania and to the United States of America.
Oz had led McCormick by 972 votes out of over a million votes cast in the May 17th primary. The general election will be between Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump, and Democrat John Fetterman. Fetterman acknowledged earlier today he nearly died when he suffered a stroke just days before the primary. Much of Florida, Cuba, and the Bahamas in the path of a storm system that's already battered parts of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says the storm known as in the Pacific as Agatha will be called Alex once it gains strength in the Atlantic.
Some places could get up to 10 inches of rain and experience tropical force wind gusts. The storm is causing some disruptions. Street flood advisories are set for parts of Miami-Dade County. Miami's airport warning of delays and cancellations. For now, Miami and local municipalities are taking actions in line with impacts that are expected. Sandbag locations have been identified. Some parking garages are open for people to relocate vehicles.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Miami. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava said most government services like bus routes and trains plan to operate as normal over the weekend. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says there are 20 confirmed cases of monkeypox in the U.S.
Right now, no deaths have been reported in this outbreak among either the U.S. cases or those in other countries.
CDC's Dr. Jennifer McQuiston, though data suggests there are two distinct strains of the illness in the U.S., and it may have been circulating undetected for some time. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Banking legislation is stalled in the Senate that would allow legal cannabis shops to accept more than just cash payments.
Democrats are the ones that are blocking this bill that would make it a lot safer to operate pot shops, and it's leaders who are holding out for full legalization of marijuana. There are lots of robberies at cannabis stores. They've skyrocketed. There have been 100 in Washington State alone this year, one of the first states to legalize recreational pot, and the results are often deadly. And there have been many violent takeover robberies in other states where marijuana is legal, especially in California. Pressure is ramping up as we see more and more of these pot shops getting hit across the country where it is legal.
Fox's Dan Springer in Seattle. The special envoy to North Korea is monitoring the North's arrangements for a possible nuclear test explosion that some say could be imminent. Federal regulators say Tesla owners are complaining their cars stop driving on their own.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking Tesla to turn over customer-submitted and field test data on their vehicle's automated driving technology. The agency says they've fielded more than 750 complaints that the Tesla Model 3, when in the company's self-driving mode, will begin braking and stopping on roadways for no apparent reason. No injuries have been reported. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Better late than never for Ringo Starr.
Got to pay your dues.
He picked up an honorary degree from Boston's Berklee College of Music that he was supposed to get a month ago. He wasn't able to attend the school's commencement because he was on tour with his all-star band and had addressed the class via video statement. The band was in town for a concert yesterday, so the school gave him the honor in a special ceremony. Ringo, who's 81, said he had wanted to be a drummer since he was 13, calling it his big dream, and he says it's still unfolding. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.